This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Archie Nesbitt. He is the chairman and CEO of Marksman Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Now, Marksman Energy, they're an emerging company. They focus on exploring and developing light oil assets in Ohio. Archie, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on the show.
Give my listeners a little bit of background of yourself, and then you and I are going to get into the Q&A.
Myself, I was born in northern Canada. My dad was a pioneer mine finder. He found some uranium mines in the 40s, and I grew up in the resource business. Decided I didn't want to be a miner. I went to business school, got a business degree, went to law school, got a law degree, and I've really focused on creating public companies and private companies internationally in mining, oil and gas, and some high-tech companies. And in the last 30 years, I've been self-employed. I've just been the founder, financier, promoter, and a senior executive in a number of startup junior companies that we built and had some very great success with, just as we plan to do with Marksman Energy.
You know, I don't think my listeners understand your model a little bit, and please correct me if I'm wrong. What you guys do probably better than anybody else is that you guys find underexplored areas which had a significant history of oil production, and you go and mine that. Is that correct?
That's correct. We selected Ohio because of just that reason. Very few people know that the largest oil field in the world at the end of the 1800s was in Ohio, the Lima, Indiana field.
I did not know that.
A billion barrels of oil equivalent.
Wow.
Rockefeller had the patent on the refining process. So he refined all the oil and made his fortune there, started Standard Oil. Ohio has had historically some major oil fields, 50 million barrels, 120 million barrels, a couple in the 20 to 30, 40 million barrels recovered oil, and we're talking light oil, 42 API, what we would know as Pennsylvania crude, you know, beautiful, light, sweet oil. We're talking vertical, conventional drilling, none of the fracking, none of the big expensive wells. Our wells cost us under $250,000 to drill. And they're vertical wells, they're shallow wells, and the return on investment that we expect is exceptional for the oil industry.
Now, you don't farm that out. You're bringing everything in-house. Is that correct?
Yes, we looked at Ohio. And, you know, when oil was found in Texas at Spindletop and the wells were so big, all the big companies left. So Ohio has 6,000 small, several generation family operating companies, and it doesn't really have any big players in the conventional, shallow, vertical, light oil sector. And so we said, wow, what an opportunity. We did some due diligence in 2013 and met with some of the best, and we think they are the best professionals in Ohio, geologists, geophysicists, engineers, landmen, and we determined that Ohio was way behind in the utilization of modern technology that's used in other areas of the oil and gas industry. So we have an area with, for us, no competition. We have a number of 6,000 small, underfunded operators, and none of them could afford to go and do what we can do, and that's bring modern technology and it's expensive technology, but utilize that technology to ensure that when you drill, you have a plus 80% chance of success in hitting the best target that you have. So we saw this great opportunity, and so we did several years of research, put our team together, and then in 2014 we actually started to implement our program and work to put things together to build a significant oil company.
My guest today is Archie Nesbitt. He is the CEO and chairman and president of Marksman Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Now, are you only focused on Ohio?
That's 99% of our focus right now, yes. I would say it's exclusive right now. Because of the opportunities, because of our investment, because of our team, we've built up a land position there. We've got joint ventures there with small operators. We have a team of landmen acquiring land for us. And we have put together our land. And now, in the last year and a half, we've done about 10 square miles of three-dimensional seismic. And that has outlined our oil fields. So now we are poised, ready to drill the oil fields we've outlined and that have resulted from 3.5 years of investment and work to put this together.
Recently, you guys raised about $583,000. I think you sold off about 11 million shares at 5 cents. What are you going to be using that money for?
Well, we're about to launch Marksman. We have applied for permits to drill, and with our 10 square miles of 3D seismic, we've outlined what we believe are over 20 oil fields, and we have lots of land and are ready to shoot more seismic, but we're picking our very best target, which we know has oil in it, because there's an old historic well in the very north end of this oil field target that produced oil for a very long time, and except that we're going to drill the giant part of this oil field, which is untouched. We have a permit. We're going to be drilling within 10 days, and this oil field target is basically surrounded by ancient wildcat wells that produced 150,000 barrels of oil, or two of them produced about 500,000 barrels of oil. And, you know, we're talking at $50 oil, that is a lot of oil when the cost to drill and complete and put a well on production is $240,000.
The moment you sit down your technology and you found a place where you're going to drill at, how long is the span of actually bringing oil up out of the ground and taking it to the marketplace and that then monetize it and that fall on your balance sheet? What's the whole process of that time frame?
Well, these are shallow wells, and we have very experienced, competent drillers that are available to us. And so the drilling stage is about a week. The completion stage is about 2 weeks. The oil will start to sell the oil in about in under 4 weeks. The oil is 42 API. It's some of the greatest oil in the world. The refiner picks the oil up at your tanks because they want that oil. They need that light oil for premium products. They may need that to blend it with poor grade oil, and so it's picked up right at your well. In your tanks, right at your well, and they're in line to get that oil. So it's a very quick cycle to get your cash flow, and it would happen within a quarter cycle for sure.
You know, speaking of quarter cycles, you know, the last two quarters, I've seen the increase of price of oil go up, Brent and crude. What do you expect for Marksman Energy going forward, and what kind of value can you bring to your investors, you think, here in the next 2 to 4 quarters?
Well, we have done 4 years of work, and we have the team in place, the land in place, the drill targets in place, and we have created a bit of a machine. So our objective is to drill 100 wells in the next couple of years. Our land team is out there, poised, ready to get more land for us. We're ready to do more seismic. And so our studies and analysis of old wells indicates that, you know, we should expect to, at $50 oil, which is where it is today.
Right.
And Don Cox and some of these analysts are saying it's going much higher, and we all expect it to go higher again. We expect a multiple times return on investment for the average well that we get. And, you know, whether that's 5 to 7 times return on investment, that's basically what we forecast. And then we expect some exceptional wells that will give us, you know, 20 times a return on investment or more. The seismic we're using eliminates all the risk. We're not going to be drilling anything that isn't a potential oil field. And so we have a program of land acquisition, then the seismic, and then the drilling. And so we expect to accelerate that now that oil's come back into the $50 range, and we're ready to launch this company and create some very significant shareholder value. Our team is one member of our team has done 4,000 3D seismic surveys. Another member of our team has drilled 5,000 wells in Ohio. So we think we have everything now to create a very successful oil company, and the everyone in this company has skin in the game. Everyone has invested. And we think about shareholder value all the time. That's our focus for ourselves and for our investors. And that's the great thing about this group of people.
Your market cap's at $2.3 million. Your stock price is around three and a quarter cents. I think 0.375. I think you guys are very undervalued compared to assets that you have, cash flow that's going to be coming in revenues for a market cap of $2.3 million. My guest today is Archie Nesbitt. He is the president, chairman, and CEO of Marksman Energy. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. In closing, Archie, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
No, I think we all deserve the opportunity to make the United States self-sufficient with its oil and gas assets and resources, and that's what we want to do in spite of all the matters we can't control in some parts of the world. So it's a great opportunity for us and for the country, and we're very excited to be part of that.
Marksman Energy Incorporated has been our company today. Our guest has been Archie Nesbitt. Archie, thank you very much for coming on the show, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months and see how things are going.
Thank you very much.